Hey. What's wrong with you? Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm just You say you're fine, but you're basically snapping at me. Well, you did, so I don't know what to tell you. You don't have to say sorry if you don't mean it. Like, just go. Okay, I'm getting really sick and tired now. Just tell me what I've done. I've clearly done something to piss you off. The way you've been skulking around the apartment and barely talking to me. Yeah, I do want to know. Tell me, what could I have done that is so bad for you to be treating me like this? What? Yeah, and? What do you, I don't understand. What do you mean? I heard you the first time. So what if I went on a few dates? Like, what does it matter to you? Is it because I came back late? I always lock up. What are you talking about? Wait. Don't tell me that you're jealous of me going on dates. Are you for real? How long have we been living here together? How long have we been friends? How many chances have you had to ask me out? Oh my God, you really think that I would just throw years of friendship away because if I wasn't interested and rejected you, then I wouldn't want to see you anymore? You really are dumb, aren't you? I'm just saying it like it is. So what? You like me? Like me? No? Then why are you getting so upset about this? Do you just want me to stay single forever and that's it? I think you need to get a grip. I think you really need to think about how you feel and articulate it and put words to it because I'm getting really, really annoyed now. I've done nothing wrong. I am just living my life and you are getting all up in a twist about nothing. So you do like me. Since when? Right. How long have you been resenting me for then? No? It sure felt like it. Yeah, you've been horrible. You've been so unreadable. No, it's okay. I know it's not like you, and that's why I've been trying to push you to tell me what's going on. I needed to know that it wasn't me, and now that I know that it is me. I know it's not my fault. How was I to know? I just wish you'd talk to me about it. Yeah, that's exactly what you needed to say. Come and sit down. We're not just gonna leave this discussion here. Come and sit down, please, for me. Thank you. So, talk to me. I don't know about how you're feeling and why you're so extra upset today. What's that? Oh. Okay, I mean, yeah, they're great, and we had a really lovely night the other night, but I don't know why they're sending me, this. No, hey, I've always been really honest with you, especially when it comes to things like this, like dating, and, you know, I have no reason to hide stuff from you. It's just lately, I kind of suspected that something was off between me and you. You don't tell me anything. You don't want to hang around in the same room as me anymore. You know, we don't have pizza night anymore. Like, you want to know something? Anytime I've been offered to go out for a date, I've always made sure it didn't land on that day. Of course. I love spending time with you. Our friendship means a lot more to me than I think you know. I think you've just been a bit blinded by your own insanity. Yeah, why would you like me? You live with me. You see how much of a slob I am. I just don't get why you didn't say anything to me before. Like, you have so much opportunity. Hey, I'm not going anywhere. I quite like this rent setup, to be honest. I mean, what happened to that other girl? I thought that you maybe... Months? Well, where have you been going all these nights? Oh. Wait, even last night? But it was thundering last night. You can't be out walking for hours and hours, especially when it's raining. You're gonna catch a cold, you're gonna be ill. I mean, look at you. You look terrible. Okay, I just mean, you look, I guess, how you feel. You know, you haven't given me time to stop and look at you recently. It's funny now that I can see, like, are you sleeping? You need to be taking care of yourself. Dum-dum. God. You're so silly, you know. You are, you're so silly. No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere at all. No. I mean, I'm annoyed at you. I've been really, really pissed off with you. But I get it. I didn't realize that this was going to be what was on your mind. I thought maybe, I don't know, I have like 3 of your t-shirts in my wardrobe right now. Yeah, but that's what I thought it was. I thought you were just getting annoyed at me for little things like that, and I don't know if you noticed, but it's so clean in here. Like, look at it, everything's sparkling, all the washing up is done, all the laundry's folded and put it away. I thought you just hated me, or hated the way that I can be messy though. No, I can be. It's okay. You don't have to be nice to me. But yeah, I just... Man. Ugh. Nothing. It's just... Do you know how much hassle and time and pain and embarrassment you could have saved me? Because, I mean, I started dating, what, a month ago? Because I really thought that, you know, you didn't like me like that. I really thought that you were still seeing that girl and, you know, you were just getting more and more annoyed with me. And I just felt like I just had to stop liking you. No, don't let it go to your head. Well, yeah, how could I not? Before all of this dramatics, you know, you are my best friend. We do everything together. We have done everything together. The last few years, it always comes down to that cliche, doesn't it? I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to lose you. And I think maybe a part of me felt like that. And I could contain it, you know? I watched you go on dates with all these girls and having a nice time. And like I said, that one girl, I really thought that was it. And I was happy for you, you know? I want you to be happy. And it killed me. But I wasn't going to stand in the way, you know? And I wasn't going to get upset with you because that would be a dumb thing to do, wouldn't it? Yeah, that would be kind of like an asshole thing to do. So I just kind of buried it. And I just thought, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to go and date people and see what happens. And yeah, wow, it kind of will just make sense now. It's all right. You're a fucking idiot, but it's okay. I don't know what happens now. I don't know what to do with this information. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Oh, yeah. No, I'm completely and totally over any feelings I had for you. Mm-hmm. I don't know, after the last couple of weeks, I mean, I could have been, you know, making it very easy to not like you like that. Well, and you're looking at me like that, with those eyes, that expression. Oh, you're so smug. I know, it's okay, it's all right. I know that you're going to apologize like 100 times after this, and I know you must feel horrible. Yeah, because you were horrible. I don't have a problem telling you. You know me. I've always been completely honest with you. You have been horrid. Yes, horrid. But I get it. I get it. Makes you crazy, doesn't it? Oh, I didn't say that. You can make it up to me. Yeah. I'm gonna leave that to you. I feel like we've done everything backwards. I think that you need to take me out, wine me, dine me. Maybe not that, but I don't know, we'll see. Play your cards right. Alright then, well, you don't hate me, no? Okay, and I mean, I came pretty close, but I don't hate you either. You want to maybe go out tonight? Yeah, we can just, I don't know, I mean, it's pizza night, hence why I'm here on the sofa. No, I, I actually didn't order this time because I wasn't sure if you were going to turn up. Well, I guess it's a good job because now we can go out. Why are you looking at me like that? You think I'm that easy? Oh, you have a lot of groveling to do. You understand that, right? Well, I'm gonna go and get ready. You can pick where we're gonna go. And I guess we'll see where the night goes. Is there anything that you want me to wear in particular? I knew it. That was so quick. No, I didn't really need to ask. I know which one's your favorite. Okay, I'll be like 20 minutes. No, you can't come with me. I told you. You're gonna wine and dine me, and I'll see if you're worthy. Stay here. I'll go and get ready yourself. All right, I'll be 20 minutes.